Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And today we're talking about a topic that's like very near and dear to my heart and very near and dear to Stephanie's heart, but I don't
know. Maybe for different reasons.
For different reasons. Yeah. And I need help and advice in this department myself.
So we today, all do. Yeah, we all do.
Today we're talking about capturing great videos and photos at the campground with Shire Ketterer from Reinvented Home Movies, who is a listener of our podcast and someone we met recently and just started chatting with and realized like, okay, you've got to come on the podcast because this is good. You know, what you do and what you're interested in is going to be valuable to our listeners. So she's going to give us all kinds of great tips about capturing great videos and photos at the campground and storing them and editing them.
Wait. I mean, actually doing something with them.
Right.
Okay. Because like a lot of people, we have plenty captured, you know.
Well, that's my problem.
And then they just are captured.
I have like 50,000 photos.
And they just sit there.
They're a mess. So we're going to talk to Shire. She's going to help us get all situated and ready for like capturing great memories in our spring, summer, and fall camping trips this year. But before we do that, we need to thank our friends and sponsors over at Thetford and at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome to the show, Shire.
Hi, Shire.
Hello.
It is so fun to finally get you on the show. We met back in the fall. Was it Flannel Fest or maybe Santa's Wonderland?
It was right after Flannel Fest, I think.
Okay. At Santa's Wonderland at Bass Pro Shops. And you recently posted a picture of you and your friend with our book. And it was just this fun, lively picture. And somebody commented, "You guys look like a fun crew." And I was like, "Yes, they are."
Well, what's so funny then is that I was reading those comments too. And then Stephanie responded back and said like, yeah, we met her traveling circus and she met our traveling circus. And I was like, yeah, that about
sums it up. How many kids were running around Bass Pro Shops, Shire?
The kids took over Bass Pro Shops.
Yes. I know. I think I almost lost my 2.5-year-old in the store too because he was having so much fun.
And see, we're all part of the same crew then.
We lost Wesley at Disney World briefly not too long ago.
It happened.
As long as you find them. Shire, tell us your story a little bit and how it's become a passion of yours to like capture great videos and photos at the campground and how this is even becoming a business for you or how it has been a business for you.
Sure. I guess the very start, growing up, I always loved capturing pictures and videos of things. So it was always near and dear to my heart. But my dad passed away when I was 18, and that really made me look at things so differently. I wanted to be able to capture our parents and, you know, get that where we came from, like our own story. And that kind of was what led me to, I shot weddings for actually 10 years. I filmed video for them. And I always just wanted to make sure I included the parents and the grandparents. Like it wasn't just about the bride and groom. Like it really was capturing your story. And then kind of just years down the road, I had children and it just, the wedding industry is just like the camping industry is very unique and special. The wedding industry is. And I just kind of had to step back from that. And one of the things I started doing was editing my own home movies into something, especially with our smartphones. Now we have so many little clips just kind of sitting on our phones or in the iClouds and we're not doing anything with them. So what I started doing is I started a company called Reinvented Home Movies, where you would send me short little clips, and I would edit them into a watchable movie. So instead of having 50 video files, you'd only have one because it would be edited into a piece with licensed music, and I could edit the audio so you can hear your kids more clearly. If it's dark, I can lighten it. So that's kind of where I came from into this field of wanting to offer something to parents to be able to not have this clutter of files. I wanted to be able to offer them something unique with creating an edited movie.
I love this idea so much. And I have to be honest with you, I think that it would even change, like knowing that this service was available, it would even change the way maybe I did some video at the campground. Like I would maybe spend a little more time taking video because I do little ones, but I don't do a lot because we all know they just sit there and take up space on the phone.
Or we put them on social media and then they kind of disappear. Yeah. Like over time, they just fall down in your gallery or whatever. And they do. They feel like they don't exist anymore.
But the ones that you do take and put on Facebook, like when they come back up in your memories or something, like that's such a reminder of how important these things are. Because sometimes when those little video clips come up in your memories, it like your heart explodes. So I love this idea because I hate editing video.
Well, I love the idea too, because like I think that it's fairly easy now for people to capture their own video and photos with an iPhone, but I don't think it's that easy to edit them in a coherent way, because I've tried to do that, frankly. And you know, it's like, just, so it's easier to get all the content than it is to actually put it into a coherent, meaningful package.
Now, Shire, tell us a little bit about now your camping story. That was your video story.
Yes. But
like, were you always camping with your family growing up?
So growing up, not so much. But when I met my husband, we started camping like probably 10 years ago. And we'd go every year in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We'd go to this one campground. And it was just always such like those 3 days were just like such an awesome part of my year that I like, we would only go once or twice a year, but it just played such a important role in like memories of mine. And what really I actually started listening to you guys, and I was like, man, like I really want to go camping more. And we went to the RV show in Hershey. And we stayed at the Hershey lot, one of those hotels there. And our kids in a hotel room, it was a nightmare. Like I was like, yep. I never, ever want to do this again. And so then that I was like, every week I was looking for RVs or campers online. And then again, we went tent camping, like fast forward to last June. We went tent camping with our Cub Scouts, and it was hot. The baby was crying till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. I was like, again, I'm like, why are we doing this? Like in an environment that's not working for us. Like, I think a camper is like the way to go. The kids will run around outside. We can go to bed like clean and comfortable. So that's what, and then last June we bought a Jayco X213, and we've been on like 4 or 5 trips all summer last year. And it's been great. So our calendar is filling up this year. So it's just been a really great way for our family to travel. I feel like similar to you guys, like I have 3 boys and there's no containing them. And at the campground, they can just let them run around and they have so much more freedom and we're not telling them no constantly. So it's been a really big eye opener for us. And we love to travel. Like I've traveled all over. So this is a great way for us to travel with our family.
I love that Jayco X213 too. And we rented one to go out to South Dakota.
Well, Shire, enjoy that now while your boys are a little smaller.
Yeah, I'm already feeling the 2 younger ones can sleep on that bottom bunk together last summer, but I don't think this summer it's going to happen like that.
Those boys, Shire, they start to get big and they start to get smelly. So we'll stay in touch about that.
They eat. And so I need more space to store food.
It's true. All right. So let's dive into some tips for folks. We're going to do a couple of different kinds of tips from you, but we wanted to start with just some of the technical things. Like a lot of people, just like if they have a camera, they don't mess around with settings too much. I think the same is true of a phone, right? Like you just kind of open up that camera and start video. You don't necessarily look into how you have your settings placed. So why don't you just give us some advice for that?
Sure. I have an iPhone 10, but pretty much anything from, I think actually the 10 up now has 4K settings, which the default setting is HD, which is also great quality. So anything lower than that, like the iPhone 7, 8 has HD settings. And they're probably at their max settings. But the newer phones, a lot of people don't realize you can set it to 4K and the video quality is amazing. And once you set it, you're like, oh my gosh, like it's almost like putting glasses on for the first time and seeing you can make out the leaves in the tree. You're like, how come I didn't have this on before? So that setting, it's under your settings in under your camera, and you can go ahead and just bounce that right up to your to 4K. It does take up a little bit more memory in your phone. But I also feel like for me, that's a trade-off if I'm willing to give because I prefer to have better quality video. Also, it's one of those things like years down the road, when HD even first came out, you thought it was great quality. And now 10 years later, the quality is drastically different. So things are just going to keep getting better. So you might as well use the highest quality option available to you.
Or turn it on and off. Like if you're on that great RV trip and you're at Yellowstone or something, well, okay, let me up this for 4K because this video really matters to me in terms of preserving it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And the same goes for you can, well, I guess one thing I will say for a technical tip in regards to actually filming, a trick is I think a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to take video because I won't be able to take pictures if I'm taking video. And they toy with the what do you do? Do you take videos or do I take pictures? And the going back and the forth is too much. I get it. Like, I think it's sometimes annoying too. So if you put it in video mode, at least on the iPhones, it lets you, while you're filming, it lets you take pictures while you're filming. So I feel like if you're filming your kids and you want to take a picture of them also like hiking, say, and you're filming them also, you can just go ahead and push that button two or three times and you've not only captured video, but you captured pictures at the same time.
I'm feeling silly because I didn't know that. Mind blown.
We learned something every day.
I use that all the time. And the only difference is, and this is not a big deal, is the picture format is a little, it's longer because it's a film. It's like a 16:9 format instead of the 3:4, but really like in the grand scheme of things, that's not a big deal at all.
Now, do you recommend putting the grid on your camera when you're taking pictures? And I never do that. So explain why we should do that.
So with using the grid, it's for the rule of thirds, which I don't really need to, I don't have to go into, but if people are curious, it's something super easy to Google and find out more why you should follow the rule.
Well, let's break, you got a photographer here. So let's break it down really quickly. I mean, you draw like two lines down and two lines across the screen, and then you get these four points that are not in the center. And the idea is that you put your subjects off on one of those points and it makes for a more compelling picture. And then in my school photography club, it's the thing our students love the most, just moving the subject out of the middle and putting them on one of those points. And like you said, Google it for more information, but it's a great tip to get better photos.
And it's really, so it's hard to do without the grid if you're not familiar with it. So if you go to your camera settings where you can up the quality, is you can just turn the grid on and it'll just be on your camera when you go ahead and take pictures. So it really does help line up the images better. And you can kind of see like how when you put a your subject on the grid or off of the grid or at one of the points, it kind of makes more sense to your eye. And you're like, wow, this looks a lot better. And you don't even realize it. But moving a subject a little bit one direction or the other really makes a difference. So that helps with like composing your pictures too.
Now, I love your last tip that you had for us for just kind of like getting a little better at the technical side of picture taking and video taking with your phone. And that was to take three images of the same scene. Explain what those three images are.
Sure. I would always recommend doing a wide shot. A wide shot, a medium shot, and a close up. So the wide shot, I would recommend doing I'm just trying to think of what an example would be. So let's say example, your kids are sitting down at the picnic table, like eating lunch. So go ahead and get a wide shot of like your whole camper, the kids sitting at the table. It really captures the whole moment and not just what they're doing in that moment. Also from a little bit of like a historical perspective, you're preserving this scene that 20 years down the road, the kids will be like, oh, cool. Like, look at dad's truck in the background. There's things that'll come out in the picture that don't seem important now, but will in the future. So that's what the wide shot is really great for. The medium shot is the one I feel like that is the one you're probably going to frame. It's the one, the most likely it's going to still get your whole, the whole person in the image, but it's going to be closer up, more detail of what they're doing. And then the close up is like close up, say the kid's smiling and they're laughing, is to kind of really come in and like get their head to fill up the whole frame. Like, so like some extreme close-ups. And that really captures just a different element. Like it's more fun and creative. And if you were making a photo album, having those three pictures in would create a scene. And same with video. If I'm editing video with doing the three scenes, it really establishes the scene as having the close-up, wide shot, and medium.
And you never know which one's going to be the best too. Like, right. So if you take all three of them, then later you go back and you go, oh man, I really like this close-up detail of somebody taking a bite of their sandwich or whatever. Where in that moment, maybe you weren't looking for that, but it appears later almost magically.
Well, I like how it adds. They add to each other, right? Like we always think about pictures, I think, as like we're choosing, like, oh, I'm going to take 20 of these and choose the best one. But this is more of setting up like a storytelling situation with multiple shots that sort of feed off each other a little bit. And I like that idea.
Yeah, no, exactly.
All right, let's talk about backing up our footage because I need help. Okay, because I mean, it's like, and the thing is, in this digital world we live in, where we're not constrained to paying for film and using film, I think it's just so easy to end up snapping thousands upon thousands of photos. But then the question becomes like, well, what do you do with them and where do you store them so that you are, you know, safely keeping them for hopefully generations to come?
I struggled with this actually for a little while when I was still using my my own digital camera for capturing pictures, because then I would have to then upload them to my computer, and then I would have to upload them to my cloud. And it was just, I've actually come that I do use my phone for like 95% of our family pictures. For the primary reason, it's so easy to back it up. I don't have to actually do anything. So the options that I use for backing up my phone, I personally use Dropbox. Mostly I use that because it's what I use for my business. But they also have just a great yearly plan, and my phone automatically syncs up and all my videos and photos sync up to that. And I can access it from my desktop. But Google Photos is also very user-friendly. There's Amazon Prime. If you're a Prime user, you get a set amount of storage space with them, with their photo and file sharing or file backup system. And there's other paid services, but all of these services offer a free subscription for a certain amount of gigabytes. But then you can, then once you find the one that you like, you could pay for the yearly subscription, especially if you have a lot of images.
Yeah. So like I have the Amazon Prime backup photos, like Amazon Photos or whatever, on my phone, because since it's free, I figure why not just use it. But like, I don't find it the most user friendly in terms of like going back and finding things. And for that, I feel like Google Photos is easier for me to go in and find something from a trip, or, you know, to go back months or weeks or whatever. So I'm sure like everybody will have different opinions about what like syncs better with their life. But the bottom line is that you got to be doing something, because otherwise your kid drops your phone into the toilet and you're going
to
be crying.
Well, it is tragic if there, and this happens to me occasionally from the pictures that we took 9 or 10 years ago when we first started camping. Like there's some picture that I know that I took, and like sometimes I need it for like a magazine article or something, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, because at that point I wasn't backing things up in the cloud.
Yeah, that's what I myself, even I'll back my, so everything from my phone automatically backs up in my cloud. But for my personal stuff, I also do have a small little USB hard drive, an external one that I probably only do it once or twice a year, but I'll go ahead and drag and drop all of those pictures from my cloud onto that hard drive. Mostly because I'm just nervous about losing them. It's not like at our parents' house, like we'd have photo albums all over. And if one gets lost, like we still have the other one. Like if this gets lost, it's everything gets lost. So for me, I definitely like backing it up twice. So I use a cloud service. And then I also do back them up on a small external hard drive.
Now, talk to us about how you print your photos. I think that you tend to like the same service that I do for printing out, right?
I wonder who has more of them.
Oh, I'm sure you do, because I'm really bad at making them, but I really
do like them. For a while you were
doing
them for like every big trip, but you know, life happens.
So what do you use personally, Shire?
So for my photos, I use chatbooks, and I use it's through. So what chatbooks is, it's an online service, a photo printing service that will print photo books. And one of their services, and this is non-sponsored, I don't have anything to do with them, I just really like chatbooks. And they, if you can link your Instagram account up to them, and they will automatically print a book every 60 photos you post. I think the big thing is a lot of people don't want to put a lot of pictures on Instagram or social media. So for even myself, my Instagram account is private. So I'm very picky about like who follows me on my Instagram. Because I don't put everything on Facebook, but my Instagram account is where I document everything. And so my photos will automatically be printed along with the caption and along with the date. So those are like two really big things I think that are also important. So if my kid has crazy hair day at school, like I'll take a picture of him and I'll write like crazy hair day, like the boys had fun doing their hair. And now that will automatically get printed in my chat book the next time it prints. And they're little, I think they're what, 5x5 books?
Yeah, nice little squares. They sit really nicely on a shelf. They fit in little hands to flip through.
You don't have to do like the every 60 photos thing either, right? I mean, you can go in and just pick highlights or you pick your best 60 from a trip or whatever.
So the other option is you can go ahead and just use their photo printing app and order a book separately and pick what pictures you like. And kind of what does it for me is my one son has a speech delay. And so one of the recommendations was for us to send in pictures for him to talk about at school to help him get his confidence up. So when we came home from a trip, I immediately ordered a photo book from every trip that we did. Like we went to Florida one year and I came home and I picked all the pictures and I ordered it and we had it in hand by the end of the week and he could bring that to school and talk and like work with his speech therapist. And so for me, that was like a good motivating push to have me print it. But also now I have this photo book and I'm done. I don't have to go ahead and like scrapbook this trip anymore because I have a photo book for it.
And they're good quality too. Like, I mean, everybody loves these.
They hold up.
I mean, some of ours now are 5 or 6 years old and they look brand new and the paper's really good quality as well.
Yeah. I have the hardback covered ones too. And I'm just really impressed with them. And their service is good too. One of the pages came back, the image was like incorrect. And they shipped me a new, once I uploaded the new correct image, they sent me a new one. Like the service has been really good. I'm a huge procrastinator. So that definitely having this on the service that comes monthly or comes every 60 photos is really helpful for me.
All right. Now, Shire is going to lead us through a few of those must-have camping pictures that'll give you kind of a little bit of a checklist maybe, right, for making sure that you don't come back after a camp trip and be like – and this happens to even us. Even we who take ridiculous amounts of pictures will be like, oh, we didn't get a picture of the campsite that we loved.
It is good to have a plan. I mean, it is good to have a plan.
So we're going to go over that, but first we want to stop and thank our sponsor, Thetford. Thetford is an industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, you can visit Thetford.com. And over there at Thetford.com, you can kind of investigate the new Smart Tote 2.
It's so handsome.
Which you can look at pictures.
New and improved for 2020.
And
like,
specs.
I gotta say, I don't even know. It was so good to begin with. It was like, why did you need to go make it better? But they did.
We'll put it through its paces anyway, so we're glad it's better.
Yeah, it has new heavy-duty rubber wheels with solid center hubs and high-strength bearings, and that is just the beginning. So to check out the entire product, and we love our 27-gallon. That's the one we always recommend.
But there's bigger and littler.
There's bigger and littler.
We just think the 27 is just right. Thetford, it's like Goldilocks.
Thetford gives you options, and to check them all out, head on over to Thetford.com.
All right, Shire, you ready to share your must-document camping moments?
Yes.
All right. What do you do? What do you make sure you have pictures of for every camping trip?
So I'll quickly just preface that I don't think when I say take video, I don't mean like walk around and take like 20 minutes of video. The amount of time you would use taking a picture, you could probably grab 5 to 10 seconds of video. And in our fast paced life, I feel like that's a lot of video. And I feel like that could just be enough. So I'm not saying you have to go around take like give us a tour of your campsite. It can be short and sweet.
We don't need to set up a YouTube channel to go camping.
I mean, look, to be honest, I think a lot of photographers can deal with the fact that if you go overboard, you can start bothering the people around you by taking too many pictures or taking too many videos.
Ask him how he knows.
I know because I've done it. And I mean, Stephanie, I would hope you could kind of confess. I've gotten a little bit better at this over the years.
You've gotten
at not
better.
Being constantly.
Glacier was so much better. Because I thought you were going to go crazy.
And I still got good pictures.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So, Shar, should we take video or pictures of?
So I have five top moments that I feel like would be really important to me for taking the campground. So the first would be the drive to your destination. The highway systems across the states are so different and look different. But I'm thinking like Vermont, the beautiful trees. There's like no cars on the highways up there versus like something DC or 95 down in like the Carolinas. I guess the reason I feel like that's important to me is that capturing the historical perspective is important to me. And like, what are you going to think like 10, 20, 30 years down the road? So this would be something really cool because you get to see the cars that are on the road. You can see what season it was, if it was fall, if it was summer, winter, you know, so there's different elements again, because it's a wide shot. So you're going to get a lot in that shot. So that would be number one is the drive to your destination. You could include like pulling into the campground if you want to get like the campground sign or something with that.
But it's narrative, right? I mean, you're telling the story of a trip.
Right. So that would be the drive to your destination is number one. Number two would be your campsite. I know a lot of your listeners, myself included, take a picture of our campsite all set up. I feel like, yes, a picture you could do too, but a video can just offer a new light to it. It's just a different medium and it might be fun to kind of talk behind the camera of like what you set up, or even get your kids to like tell you about the campsite or something fun like that. But again, you would want to include like get your tow vehicle, get your chairs, get things that you might not seem important to you in that shot there. And also it'd be good in the future if you need to reference how you set up your campsite for something, like be like, where did that chair go? And I know it was in that picture. Number three, I called it a walking behind shot. In my head, it's one of those moments that you want to freeze in time, like watching your kids go hiking up a trail or walking to the pool with their towels, but something where you're walking behind people and taking a photo or taking a video or photo of them. This isn't something you're going to necessarily frame in your house. Like that's not the reason you're capturing this picture, but it's one of those things that it's one of those moments the kids don't know you're doing it or your spouse doesn't know. And it's just capturing one of those moments in time.
You're absolutely like spot on in that. I have this little video from like a year and a half ago, springtime, like almost 2 years ago, probably. And I was just taking a walk at Lake and Wood, where we used to have a seasonal site with Wes and Maggie. And Wes and Maggie were just like skipping along next to each other in front of me. And I just took this little video. And it's just one of my favorite videos because it's like when they're not aware that you're there, when they're not aware that you're taking it, it like captures their essence in a way. Like the way they're walking says so much about them. And I love that little video. Well, I'll watch it over and over again.
There's the temptation to always get the posed photo because it can be quicker and easier. But the candid photo, it's hard to get that magical candid photo. But I think, like Stephanie said, they're more valuable because they capture the essence or the soul of the person who's being photographed or filmed.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. It's definitely that like moment in time that is super special.
All right, what's number four?
Number four, this one's for you, Jeremy. It's a golf cart shot.
Love it.
And what I mean by that is we rented a golf cart when we went to the Jellystone in the Lancaster, Quarryville. I guess this is one of my favorite shots. This is why I included it. My kids riding their bikes with me filming in the back of the golf cart. So my husband drove the golf cart around and I sat on the back, and my son just upgraded his bike to a bigger bike, and he was flying and loving bike riding there. So we just drove around and I filmed him riding his bike following me. And it was just such a neat perspective because how often can you be faster than your kids riding their bikes and be filming in front of them? So it was just a really fun, creative shot. And again, if you don't have a golf cart, because I know that's not at every campground, the 4B option would be is to set up your camera stationary on the ground or on a table and kind of just capture the moment of the kids either playing or riding their bikes in and out of the frame. And it's not necessarily capturing them doing something in particular, but just kind of capturing the scene. Again, kind of similar to three, like that you're just wanting to freeze this moment in time, but and they're not aware that the camera's there. So that's like kind of the alternative if you don't have a golf cart at the campground.
I love it. So Stephanie, do you promise next time we rent a golf cart to drive it and let me sit in the back and take pictures?
Yes. No,
because I'm usually driving the golf cart. So I've never actually done this thing that you're recommending. So I want to take your tip and use it. But Stephanie needs to play nice and help me.
All right. What's the last one for us,
Shire? Number five to close out is the campfire. I feel like probably a lot of us know that trying to take pictures in the dark around the campfire come out blurry. But actually video doesn't come out blurry. It comes out dark, but it comes out in focus. So what you, with your iPhone and other smartphones, you can tap the screen to focus. And a lot of times there's a little sun that appears. And if you raise that up, that actually adjusts the exposure of the camera. So if it is really dark, you can kind of raise the exposure. But my point of this is video comes out clear while you're taking during the campfire in that dark scene. So instead of taking pictures, take video at the campfire. Have your family sit across from you across the fire. And that the campfire will then light them really well. And the video looks so cool.
All right.
And you'll get the sound of the crackling campfire.
I am going to use you for our next camping trip. So I'm telling you, because I love the idea of taking video and having somebody else make the little movie for me. Because I hate, believe me, I've done my fair share of video editing and every single time I'm like, oh, well, I'll do it. Because I know how, because I was trained in it, you know, years ago. And every time I'm like, I hate this. This is miserable. Like, no. So for our camping trip that's coming up, when we go down to North Carolina for spring break, I'm doing video, Shire, and then I'm sending it all to you, and you're going to make me a nice movie, okay?
Yes. No, I can't wait.
I can't either. I'm excited.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I would just like to prep it that you can edit a lot of these videos. You're like, there is software on your phone.
No. You can do it, Shire. We're going to send it to you.
I don't want to do it.
Everybody out there listening is going to send it
now,
to you.
And having said that, Shire, we will have you back on sometime and you can tell us about those video editing tools on the phone to make it easier for everybody else. But in the meantime, where can people go to get you to do it for them?
Sure. My website is reinventedhomemovies.com. And I also have a YouTube channel that gives a lot of these tips on there as well about how to do the settings. If you're unsure of how to turn the grid on, I have a video all about that. And so slowly I'll be releasing different series, including taking kids yearly films, like how to document your life, and including how to film, do like a historical genealogy type film with your parents. So I'm going to have all sorts of cool stuff on there as well. So you can find me on YouTube at Reinvented Home Movies. Instagram, Reinvented Home Movies, or just reinventedhomemovies.com at my website.
All right. Well, we are so happy that we ended up meeting you this past year. So thank you very much for coming out and saying hi. And thank
Me
you
too.
For coming onto the podcast. We can't wait to have you back.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Thank
so
you
much.
So much for your time.
It.
This was great. Yeah, thank you.
Right, hopefully we'll. And maybe we really will see you at the campground.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Shire.
Cool. Thanks.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.